Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being salt and light in the world, was recorded at our Summer Family Bible Conference and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
My mother used to bring in all of the letters. As soon as somebody said, unless you give this to Andrew, you're going to die within 3 hours if you don't run in. She would run right in and hand it to me, amen. I mean, that was an actual curse placed on the outside of the envelope. And you know what? I used to see every criticism. Now David sees them. And I only see them if there's something constructive I can do about it. But man, we get a lot of criticism and over petty things and stuff. And so I'm aware of what goes on. But you know what? It's well worth the effort. You know, it also, the next example was that he says that we are also the light of the world. You know, there's no real competition between light and darkness. You turn on the light, I guarantee you, that you aren't going to have a debate. There's not going to be a struggle. It's not something that you have to get into spiritual warfare over. You just turn the light on and the darkness flees. Light always trumps darkness. And brothers and sisters, if we would stand up and start speaking and living for right, again, do it in a godly way. Tell people that you love them. Say that it's because I love you I'm telling you the truth. But if we would stand up and begin to do this, I guarantee you light would penetrate the darkness. It would drive this darkness out. And we've got a lot of timid Christians that are so concerned about somebody misunderstanding us that we're afraid to tell people the truth. You know, one of the comments that I often get is that you're just so blunt. I'm not trying to be mean to anybody or anything, but I'm just trying to tell people the truth. If they reject the truth, then that's their decision and it's their privilege. You have the right to reject. But you know what? I don't want to make that choice for you. I'm going to tell you the truth. And if you choose to reject it, well, then it's your choice. But I'm not going to choose for you and take away the privilege of you rejecting it on your own. That ought to be up to you. You ought to tell people the truth. And if they reject it, that's their business. Look over in John chapter 1 at some of the things that Jesus said about light. You know, I'm going to be talking about this all week, so I won't belabor it. But, you know, salt also makes things taste better. And, you know, the world is just tasteless without Christians. I don't know how you would ever do this, but if somehow or another, if we could look at every organization that has been influenced by Christianity and God flowing through it, and if you could just take that out of the world, and if you could take every godly person in a business, every godly person in a family, every godly person in a neighborhood who does something for somebody else. I don't know how we would ever do this, but I am convinced that if we were to do that, boy, you talk about how dark and how bad the world is. Sometimes we complain about the way things are going and about the wars and all the things going on. Think of what it would be like without the influence of God. We are what gives flavor to this world. And again, we are always, you know, it seems to be being criticized and people are pointing out the negatives and stuff like this. But there's a lot of great things being done. There's a lot of good things being done that we don't even realize. We are the thing that gives flavor to this world. If we don't begin to stand up and start speaking out and doing something, then there's nothing else that's going to flavor it. I mean, we're it. Here's what Jesus said about light in John chapter 1. In verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of man. So here it is talking about the light that God brought into the world, and it says Jesus. In Him was life, and that life became the light of man. In other words, it's the God kind of life, the Zoe kind of life that gives anybody in this physical world any hope of anything. our physical life began. It was breathed in us. All emotional life and health and well-being all comes from God. And so this is what he's talking about. And in verse 5 it says, "And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." The word comprehend means to overcome, is what he was talking about. That light just always trumps darkness. You know, if we would stand up for it, there are so many historical accounts. Again, I've been reading this book on martyrdom, but for 300 years the church was martyred. There was like 5 or 6 different waves of martyrdom that went through the Roman world. But in the 300s, Constantine converted to Christianity and turned it around. And basically, Christianity conquered the Roman Empire. And people sit there and think, well, man, 300 years, there's a lot of generations of Christians that died during that time. But you know what? There was progress being made, and Christianity trumped the ungodliness and turned that system around. And one of the worst things that ever happened to the church is when Constantine made it the state religion and started giving them money to build churches, and it started having financial benefit to being a Christian. And he made even the pagans come in, and it's the exact same thing I'm talking about, that the church, in order to bring these pagans in and accommodate them and expose them to the gospel, started incorporating their pagan holidays into the church calendar and putting the church holidays to coincide with what they already had, their religious pagan festivals, thinking that this was going to reach them. And what it did, instead of bringing the ungodly out of their paganism and into Christianity, it diluted the church. And they went into the Dark Ages, and they had the Spanish Inquisition and all of these terrible things that happened. And you know, to a large degree, I believe the same thing's happening in the body of Christ today. Matter of fact, the guy at Willow Creek in Chicago, what's his name? Bill Hybels? Bill Hybels has just recently been quoted. For those of you who aren't familiar with Bill Hybels, he's the one that started the user-friendly church. They took a survey and found out what people wanted, how long their services were, and all of these kind of things. And they had seeker-friendly. You can tell I'm on the cutting edge of all of these things. So he started the seeker-friendly church, and his church grew. I'm not even sure, but I know it's over 20,000 people. And I mean, they ran the people through there. And he's been the model. He's had church growth seminars, and he's taught people how to do all of this. Just this last year, he came out and says it's a failure. They have brought in people. They have succeeded in bringing people, but it did not make them disciples. These people, most of them, aren't even Christians. They are Christians in name only. But the man who is this poster boy, the one that they've been using as an indication of how successful this is, has come out to say that it's failed. And he's been at it for like 15 or 20 years. And now there are hundreds, maybe thousands of churches following that model. And it's basically the same thing happened in 300 when all of a sudden Christianity became accepted. And in an effort to reach out and include everybody, they started drawing in their pagan practices and all this stuff. This is exactly what I'm talking about with the youth ministry today. In an effort to reach the youth, they bring that youth culture, this ungodly culture, into the church and put their stamp of approval on it in an effort to think that if we can just get them in the doors, we'll eventually get them straightened out. And these statistics are showing you that like 43% of these young people are sitting here saying that homosexual relationships are perfectly acceptable. It's not working. Man, when you turn on the light, darkness flees. And this says that we are the light of the world, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not or did not overcome it. It says in verse 6, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. This was the true light which lighteneth every man that cometh into the world." Did you know that every person who has ever been born has an intuitive knowledge of right and wrong on the inside of them? Matter of fact, I just got to read this statistic to you. I'm trying to avoid all of this, but I've got to read this one to you. It says, another finding almost defies explanation. 21% of self-identified atheists say they believe in God. or a universal spirit with 8% absolutely certain of it. 8% of atheists are absolutely certain there's a God. 23% of them believe that there is a God, and yet they call themselves atheists. You know, the Bible says that God lightens every man that comes into this world. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, we're so fearful. We're afraid that if we stand up and say something that people aren't going to understand. What we've got to understand is that God has put a spark of truth on the inside of every single person. Every person knows right from wrong intuitively. Now, that can be destroyed. The scripture talks about in 1 Corinthians chapter, or 1 Timothy chapter 4, that you can sear your conscience with a hot iron. And you can get to where conscience is not a totally reliable guide. But nonetheless, every person who's ever breathed on the face of the earth, it says in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 20, has had God reveal himself from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of man, so that they are without excuse. Every person who's ever come on this earth knows that there is something more to it than them. And if you would stand up and flick on the light and turn on the light and begin to make a stand for things, did you know what? It would resonate on the inside of people that just haven't become reprobate. It would take that little spark and it would fan it into a flame and the thing would begin to grow. But we're often just too afraid to stand up and say the truth lest somebody be offended at it. But God has lighted every man that has ever come into the world. You know, when I was in the Army, some people think, you know, that I never have any contact with unbelievers, and I really don't have as much as most people, because I deal with Bible school students all day and staff here and stuff, and I live a pretty isolated life, really.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to make a difference by being salt and light in the world. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado. It's available in an 8-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM230 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep gospel truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to come to one of our Gospel Truth seminars. We hold them all around the country. You, of course, get the teaching, but I also bring as many as 10 to 20 or 30 students with me. We pray with people. We've been seeing great miracles. I mean, people heal, come out of wheelchairs, blind eyes open. We also have personal ministry. I visit with people before and after the service. There's just so much more to one of our Gospel Truth seminars than what you can get right here over the radio. So I encourage you to please take advantage of these Gospel Truth seminars.